Don't record anything, or you might die.
Yeah. Record and you'll die in 7 days.
Recording and dying. Aye!
Sounds like a fun sandwich.
That sounds like a terrible sandwich. I'm going to keep an eye on my sound levels, because does OS 10, does Mountain Lion or any version of OS 10 have an auto gain? Because I swear to God, my input volume moves around of its own volition.
Yeah, it might. And then Skype 5 does, too.
But I'm not using Skype 5, because I've avoided it thus far until such point as it's impossible
to avoid.
Yes.
Perhaps there'll be a Skype 6 by then that's even worse.
Thank God.
Scott McNulty, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me? Is the question.
Yes. You sound a little far away.
Can hear you.
Tap your microphone to make sure that it's the one that you think it is. Oh, holy cow, and that's it.
That microphone is what we in the business call hot.
It's hot. It's a hot mic.
I was far away from it. I had to, my hard drive died, so I had to swap it out.
Oh, no.
Ghost noises.
Me.
Lots of things.
Install.
I wonder if Glenn will be here, because his computer was having problems.
Glenn is online.
Yes, but he's not actually.
Can I simulate for you, Jason?
I really like this book.
He proudly read all three, so kudos to Glenn.
I did not finish. I'm in the middle. I'm about halfway through Half a Crown.
I just read Half a Crown last week.
Oh. It's quite good. It may be, I hesitate to say this because I'm only halfway through, but it may be my favorite of the three. Thus far.
See,
whatever,
I think Dan will like the... I think you'll like the end. I think it's to your taste.
Don't even.
I read all three 24 books ago, so...
So you remember nothing.
I remember very little about what went on.
I'm going to turn on the thing.
Nazis and...
Hello. Turn on the thing. Oh, God.
Hello, 5x5 listening.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I mean, great.
Dan Morin.
Seamless.
Joins us.
Oh, dear. I need to stream
the incomparable... What? Boom.
I'm not going to update Flash Player. Sorry.
Incomparable is starting now.
You should update the Flash Player. There's a giant security hole in it, so.
Well, I will. I'm just
not
going to
do right
it at this very moment.
I'm just saying, in general, hey, kids, if you're listening, update Flash and Java. Probably.
Is there ever a time when you're updating Flash because it doesn't have a giant security hole?
I'm picturing, Scott, you're doing the Yul Brynner, hello, kids, I'm dead now. Update your Flash, or you will die.
Exactly.
Once again, as is our tradition, we're waiting for Glenn.
Waiting for Glenn.
I know.
I'm currently reading another Joe Walton book, so it's exciting. Well, not
which
right
one
now.
Are you reading?
Tooth and Claw.
I have that downloaded, but I have not started reading it yet.
That's a fantasy novel, isn't it?
It's a Victorian novel, except... instead of English people, they're dragons who wear hats. it's very strange.
I did not read the summary for this book before.
In that era, people and dragons generally wore hats. It was what it was like then.
It's true. You had to have a hat. There's a lengthy section where she explains about how the dragons have to wear hats. And it's a very important thing.
So you're telling me the dragons are wearing hats. This is basically what I'm getting.
Dragons are wearing hats. Elaborate hats.
Hmm.
Was I supposed to have started recording this already? Because so far, nothing worthwhile has been said.
Well, yes, you should start recording, though. Anyway.
Should I be recording?
Yes, everybody who's here should start recording and say recording.
I am recording now.
Recording.
And then everybody went silent. And I was not sure that we hadn't just been hung up. People and Dragon War Hats, the title suggestions have already begun.
Ah, but this is not even part of the show, probably.
Oh, no. I could say it again.
We haven't even started speaking with our funny voices.
Our funny voices.
I figured this is like off air. You know, like when we go on air, we're all very urbane.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was really impressed with so much of what Joe Walton wrote in her
books. So to the seeing eye nerd in the chat room, this is book club and we're talking about these three books by Joe Walton, Farthing, Hey Penny, and Half a Crown, which if you haven't read, we are going to spoil you very quickly. We will fire off the spoiler horn. So if you haven't read the book and you actually care about things like spoilers, you should run away.
Yeah. Yes. At the end, there are dragons wearing hats.
No, no! You've destroyed everything! It's not
I'm not finished with the last book, Scott.
Those
I'm
are
sorry.
Lies.
Sorry, Dad.
We have a different sound for lies. That's the lie buzzer.
Do we have a lie horn?
The lie horn.
Okay.
Dude.
The lie horn, not actually a horn.
Oh, they're not wearing hats. That's not the lie horn.
Yeah. Wrong podcast.
Nazi uniforms.
Yeah. Scott and I are going to start. We're going to test out a new podcast.
It's true.
We're going to take it for Nazis. A test drive.
No Nazis. Well, possibly not.
Well, actually, it depends. Patterns of Force, Scott.
Title of the podcast No Nazis? Well, possibly Nazis.
don't have a title yet. But I love it because I was asking Scott questions about it, and he had the whole format, and I was like, "You're in charge. It's your podcast. I'm just happy to be on it." But I'm very excited about it. And
are we going to stop doing this podcast? Because
we could.
I don't see any.
There's no future in this one.
Clearly, if there's a new podcast.
Quite honestly, Scott's podcast premise could just totally swamp The Incomparable if we wanted it to. But then many people would be upset if we only ever talked about Star Trek. But
I would be excited.
But what's funny is that episode you chose, Scott, is one that I just watched on Netflix like a month ago.
That is fortuitous. I have not seen that episode in a long time. Oh, so,
yeah.
And I did not choose it.
See, I told you could invite Dan if you wanted, because it's a Deep Space Nine episode, and Dan loves the Deep Space Nine.
I suppose
I could explain what the concept is, but now that we're live, I don't want to tell everybody and ruin the surprise. So.
Oh, we'll hold it for later.
As if anybody's ever going to listen to that podcast.
I have hope.
All right. Yeah, no, I think it's a fun idea.
I would say my mom would listen to it, but she totally wouldn't.
It was reminiscent. It's an idea reminiscent of there's that that guy who is blogging how he's watching every episode of Doctor Who from the beginning 50 years ago with his wife.
There's a guy doing all the James Bond movies too, and somewhere in England.
Yeah,
or one of the birds or something.
And then so it reminds me kind of like that.
Only different.
Okay, I'm going to try Glenn one more time. The last episode. I had to patch Glenn in. Here's a little tip for those who are listening now but weren't listening then, is that episode sounds like Glenn was there all along and just very quiet, but he actually wasn't there for quite a while, and then we patched him in the kid, the being a parent episode. But I'm here with three people who are not parents, so you weren't invited.
Yeah, we got that. That was very clear. I was going to have my own podcast for people who still have social lives.
Yeah.
I couldn't go to that one either.
Sorry, Scott. Necessary.
All right, we're going to have to.
I am married, so my social life is not mine.
Glenn.
We would
I should
have
call Glenn.
Wife.
I need Glenn's like phone number. I just need. But he doesn't. He only has Skype.
He only has Skype?
I don't know.
He has no phone?
I'm going to send him. He does have a phone. I'm going to send him a
DM
message.
Or a text message.
I bet he has an iPhone.
I just sent him an iMessage. Glenn, everybody on the internet, I'll give you Glenn's phone number.
Everyone think Glenn. as hard as possible.
Area code 206.
There was an episode of
Clap
Doctor
your
Who.
Hands, it, kids.
What if we all believe in Glenn?
I believe in Glenn. I don't. He's let me down. I don't believe in Glenn now.
Screwed it up. Not by
I don't see the light.
Oh, that's so bad. This is what people pay to. They don't pay to listen to on the 5x5 stream.
People are paying to listen to this.
Oh, I got a response back from Glenn.
He says, "Leave me alone."
Yeah, he said, "I told you never to call me here." He says, "Coming craziness 2 minutes." That's all.
Is the craziness coming in 2 minutes? Is that what happened?
that may be it.
All aboard the crazy train.
That may be it, Glenn. Glenn, believe in Glenn. The nice thing about the After Darks is that they can have titles now, and then you can do Before Dark too. Really, the before and after the show, this is all gold here, people. This is gold, podcasting gold right here. So remind me what happens in these books before we get. No, I don't want to spoil anybody, but I had to remind myself about who the characters were and what actually happens in the second book. Thanks. Oh, the Wikipedia plot summary is very short for the second book. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. I remember
that's
now.
It's because the... Never mind. I'll save it for the podcast.
Save it for the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember the second book. But.
I had a... we're going to do a Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan podcast.
Yeah, I got to rewatch that.
I'm excited about that.
I might get Michael Gartenberg to be on that. Because I saw him yesterday. And he said... yes, please let me be on a podcast about Star Trek, because he loves the Star Trek. And I'm happy to have people on who have constructive things to say about it. I just don't want to be trolled. I don't want somebody to come just to be mean and say terrible things.
What
about
if I come on?
We don't
just
want another Avengers.
Yeah.
What if I come
really
on
don't.
To just be mean to Real Genius on the Star Trek?
Well, you can. Yeah, sure.
How do you feel about that?
Whatever, Dan. I have a scar there now. I can't feel when you poke at that, because I've grown a scar there from the previous wounds
over your heart.
Yeah, it's I'm you know, yeah. Have at it. There's nothing you can't hurt me anymore than I've already been hurt.
I'm not John Syracuse.
The best part about it is that John said
I just had dinner with John Syracuse, but I'm not him.
I like Real Genius. Says John Syracuse.
He's just not in like with
That's it. It's not you, it's me.
Exactly.
I like it. I just, yeah, I'm
not
in.
It's not me. It's you.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
But Star Trek 2 is unassailable. Who could?
Yeah, which is not to say that it doesn't have things to be said about it. But you know, again, it is. I like the format, like we did with Star Wars and Raiders of the Lost Ark, where and Ghostbusters, and where we talk about a movie and kind of take it apart and have it with love, but also. You know, identify the things that we think are odd and strange and the weak spots and the strong spots. So,
Cardinal Montalban's chest.
Yeah, well, solid, right? I mean,
that's a solid. You can't.
That's a strong spot.
Yeah,
I think so. So, we're doing that next week. We have two things recording next week.
We're doing that next week.
So, that makes up for this week where we seem to be recording nothing.
I mean,
because this podcast
here,
doesn't
right?
count.
What day is that next week? Do we know?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, good. I'll be here.
I hope so, or we can't do it.
Yes. Well, I'm going away.
Oh, no.
Over the weekend, but I'll be back on
okay.
Tuesday. So
good.
It'll be fine.
That's good. I think it's Jason. It's Wednesday. Sorry.
Is it Wednesday?
Sorry, I hate to correct you, but it's Wednesday. Because on Tuesday night, there is a Journey podcast.
Oh, I'm not on the Journey.
According to my calendar.
Oh, you're right. Right. Tuesday is
Unless
Journey. Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
Stone in Love.
Hire an entire
Faithfully.
Podcast about Steve Perry.
Yes, Tuesday is Journey, the long awaited John Syracuse Journey podcast, and then Con is Wednesday. Con!
Well, that's even better.
Okay.
Oh, I have that on my calendar, actually.
Oh, yeah. See?
Look, because I have the incomparable calendar.
Okay, Glenn, come on.
The internet. I know how to work it. I have to watch it again.
I'm sorry. It's not me. It's Glenn. I don't want to keep you guys up so long. Yes, Con is on Wednesday. Journey is on Tuesday. I played Journey. I'm ready to go. I have a PlayStation in my house borrowed from
Con
Dr.
Wednesdays?
Wave.
Do you continue to believe?
Con Wednesdays. Is that like Ruby Tuesdays?
Yeah, exactly. Or TGI Fridays.
Yeah. Con Wednesdays. It's they get the little SETI eel in a little bowl. you can get three of them for $5 when you buy an entree.
Unfortunately, the first one eats your brain. So
it doesn't really eat your brain.
It's not really a deal.
They put creatures in our bodies, make us say lies, do things.
This is table five.
You didn't tell the
worst
story.
Worst theme restaurant ever.
To amuse your server about
no
how
matter
we were
what
left.
I order, Jason, I'm going to fail. It's the Kobayashi menu.
Oh, no.
I didn't even think about that. I came up with that right on the spot. It's
these
great.
Are,
all right.
These are the jokes.
Signing off.
Yes, the Seeing Eye Nerd is reminding us the terrible Con Film Festival pun where it's movies about cons and movies about
pros
con.
And cons.
Yeah. Con. Yeah. Con Wednesdays is an excellent. It is a great restaurant. Although they make the... the servers wear all that flair, like they've got
the broken Starfleet symbol and
like yeah the all of Captain Kirk's medals and
yeah.
Klingon ears.
Weird.
I don't know. Glenn Fleischman's gonna be kicked out of the podcast.
Oh,
he wanted to be here so badly.
He did. He's very excited.
Not that badly, apparently, or he'd be here.
Or he'd be here. Well, maybe we should just get going then. But it's just, I'm just trying. I'm really literally stalling so I don't have to patch him in and do more editing work later because I'm lazy and I don't want to do more editing work.
The moment we start, he's going to
appear. That's exactly it. We're back on the Incomparable podcast, and we're really just filling time until Glenn appears because Glenn is late.
Now he is calling me. Jason, please call him. I just hung up on him.
Good. I'd like to do that, too.
See, look, it sounded like you were starting the podcast.
That actually worked, Jason, and that shocks me.
Is Glenn here now?
I am. Hello.
We summoned Glenn by pretending to start the podcast.
It worked. The Glenn signal went up. It was funny because as I was sitting here, I was reading Glenn on Twitter. I'm like, well, he's clearly online.
Ah, yes. Okay, Glenn, please, we gotta get going. Can you start your recording and make sure your microphones are all set?
All of them.
All your stereoscopic microphones?
7.1 sound. Is he dead? We lost him.
Okay. You hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Oh, good. Am I good? Am I sound all right?
You sound good.
Too loud, too quiet?
And there's no crazy buzzing in the background like last time, so that's
good. I'm in a different place. I am recording, and I'm terribly sorry. I've had two machines die today, and I'm using my wife's computer, and it's all... Everything's gone to hell. Okay. Two machines, great. They informed each other that they should die, so...
Good.
Happens.
It's a suicide pact.
That's what it seems like.
That's what happens.
Murder-suicide, actually.
All right.
Dun-dun-dun.
The best kind.
Well, Glenn, you missed a lot of great nonsense there, but now we should get started.
Welcome to Con Wednesday.
I'll listen to After Dark later.
It is Con Wednesday. And you are...
Even though it's Thursday.
Yes. Well, next week is Con Wednesday. Every day is Wednesday at Con Wednesdays.
You're saying it's retcon.
Even Thursdays are Wednesday.
It's retcon
Wednesday.
It's retcon Wednesday.
No. That's very different from con Wednesday.
Yeah. Con.
That's just listen
don't
to the
forget
after dark.
To fill up at the bottomless Genesis bar.
Phil Collins is
and needs some work, Scott.
This is the worst. Okay. All right.
Would you like a scoop of potato salad? No, thanks, Phil.
Okay, here we go. Okay, thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Adios.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Keep watching the skies for Zeppelins.
And if you have a chance,
always be Zeppling.
Wow, that was your Alec Baldwin voice again, Glenn.
It's
to the moon.
It's like Hitchcock. It's got to come in every episode.
You haven't Glenned us yet, though, so wait for that.
I refuse.
You know, when I met Hitler.
TBD.
When I was in that alternate reality.
When I was in Argentina and I met Hitler's grandchilds. Exactly. Yeah. So,
I went to college with the grandson of Batista, the dictator of Cuba. Does that count?
Yes.
Okay.
You win. That's close enough. There's our Glenning.
Very nice guy.
Excellent work.
Dictator grandson.
Dictator grandson, sure. How could he not be?
That's what it says on his business card.
Grandson of dictator.
Dictator grandson coming through. Forces the Wehrmacht, the regular German army forces in World War II, tried to assassinate Hitler officers from there, but they were really ineffectual, right? So that's how Royston winds up kind of getting in the way of bullets,
right.
Not really in a good way.
Right. Also, we now have had German Glenning and Alec Baldwin voice. So if you've got those on the Glenn Bingo card, you win.
German Glenning. What was the German Glenning?
Oh, no, you did Wehrmacht.
German,
and you've got your dictator's grandson.
Effective pronunciation,
and you're always be Glenning or whatever that was. So you've got that's the trifecta of Glenn.
All right, here we go.
You win. It's the Glenn drinking game. Everybody's drunk now.
Yay!
Take a shot.
So
I'm too sleepy to be drunk.
What do you know that it reminded me a bit too? This, you know, having watched Downton Abbey, I haven't watched both seasons yet, but watching several episodes of the first season, I had that. There's the Hugh Bonneville character who's the Earl of Grantham. He has his Batman, who's John Bates. Is the character Bates, right? He's played by Brendan Coyle. I'm looking this up, so I have the names correct, Jason.
Yes, I've never. Strangely. You could lie, and I wouldn't know because I haven't seen.
Well, usually I just sort of make up names this time. But I thought I'd be genuine. But there's that. You know, you could see the relationship between those two guys who are in the war together, and the Earl of Grantham feels compelled to hire Bates, even though Bates is lame and so forth. And but I was thinking of those actors, like you can imagine. I try to picture, it's that who was the man who played Frost, that great character actor who died a few years ago. Wonderful man, the Frost Mysteries. You know, people like him playing I could see Carmichael being played by like a young and an older, like the Bates from Down Abbey or the fellow who played Morse.
I cast John Barrowman as Jack because he's named Jack.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
You kind of get that vibe from Jack.
Just because that John, he's John big, he's big and strapping and handsome and he's like, yes, I'll be your manservant. You know, wink. That's right. That's how.
But you can absolutely see it's a very masterpiece theater sort of environment. She sets up these wonderful drawing room situations and political situations upstairs, downstairs, a bit, not too much, or something like what was not Downton Abbey, but what was the murder mystery that the same fellow wrote?
I had no idea.
You know the movie that had
that movie.
Yeah. You know,
Gosford Park.
Gosford Park. Oh, I had a Gosford Park filled, but remember, Gosford Park starts to be this family intrigue, and then it turns into a murder mystery, and has very bizarre ending there too. The same kind of sleight of hand. There's a series this reminded me of vaguely, which was Harry Harrison's To the Stars trilogy, Homeworld, Wheel World, and Star World, which sound ridiculous, but they're very disturbing novels. No one's read them? No?
Yeah, no.
They do, in fact, sound ridiculous.
I've read his other works, but...
Harry Harrison is a terrific writer, but the idea is that this guy lives in a sort of totalitarian regime in the future where Earth's natural resources are depleted, much like Avatar. There's a ruthless totalitarian oligarchy, according to Wikipedia, and he's just this average guy who's in the privileged class, and his brother-in-law happens to be the head of the Secret Service for the planet or whatever, and he starts to, something leaks, like he runs into someone or someone gives him some information, and he talks to his brother-in-law, and his brother-in-law is like, yeah, that's ridiculous, let me show you how I execute people or destroy their memories. Bzz. Yeah, go back to your normal life. And then the guy gets, of course, enmeshed in conspiracy. He's caught in book one. He's sent off-world to this planet where they have to raise grain and, or die to bring it back to Earth. And book three, he comes back to Earth leading this rebellion. But he's, again, this sort of relatively ordinary guy with no apprehensions, and then he gets sucked into this grand different world. He takes the wrong pill and suddenly has to deal with the fact that everything he knew was a lie, and he's in a position to affect change.
And this is like...
Well, I think he's a little like Carmichael.
Okay.
His hands aren't as dirty.
I lost
there's no thread. What are you talking? There's no
great,
connection.
Great
here.
Story, though, Glenn. That great was a great synopsis.
Thank you. Clap, clap.
What's everybody else reading?
Carmichael, this guy, it's that same thing as that someone who lives a relatively ordinary life winds up the axis around which, great wheels turn and is almost used by both the author and by the events to have to bring about change, because he's a good guy in the end, no matter what he has to do, how many people he has to kill, the role he has to play. His goal is to better society, but his hands are so dirty. Hey, well, we can even bring up, what's the movie, the Firefly movie, Serenity?
Yeah.
Isn't that a bit of the guy who's the murderer, the agent of the...
The operative.
Right. I mean, he's like, I can't live in that society. My hands are too dirty. What I'm trying to do is bring about this perfect world, until he realizes it's a, it's a fraud.
On the Incomparable.
Dun, dun, dun. Yay. Well, this was fun.
Ooh, that's good.
That was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
I have to bow out of the After Dark because I think we did the after.
Yeah, it's late. We did the After Dark before while we were waiting for Glenn.
We did. That is true.
Before dark.
It was still dark.
It was very dark.
It's just After Dark.
Now
before
it is
podcast.
Darkest.
It is before the dawn.
I just hope you all saw my Glenning last night, which was Roseanne Cash. I have to do a Glenning every night.
Yes. We did.
Yep.
I didn't see that, but I was
informed of it, I'm sure.
Guys, I and Ren and Scott, normally this is the time where I apologize for it being so late on the East Coast, but you know what?
I woke up
on the East Coast today, and even though I'm on the West Coast now, I'm feeling like it's after midnight here too. Oh, so nice. I'm with
you
in spirit.
Midnight in all of our hearts.
I'm with you in spirit. I was in New York for a couple of days.
New York.
Yes, it was Kelly Turner, the lovely and talented Kelly Turner, who said, "What's with all the Zeppelins? Why are there she said, "It's highly impractical for there to be Zeppelins. Why would there be Zeppelins? They're very slow." I was like,
because they're awesome.
Because she's just watching Fringe for the first time. I said, "It's just because that's
because they're awesome and they're in alternate universes.
They use very little energy.
Well, it's because they look really cool and you don't actually have them. So when you show them in the skies, it's like, oh, this is not our world because we don't have those. They're but I feel like now it literally is. I used to joke about it, but now it's very clearly just used as a demarcation for parallel universes. Because when they did it in that Cybermen episode of Doctor Who, I thought, ah, Zeppelins. We must be in a... And now it's everywhere. It's the parallel universes have Zeppelins.
Well, Zeppelins are making a comeback in our universe, though, so...
It is. Or our universe is now the parallel universe.
It's true. One or the other. I don't know. Which is better Something like or worse.
That. Oh, I didn't mention Two Dooms. There was like even one more alt fiction, but I didn't get that in. Well, Cyril Kornbluth, really good one.
There's only so much
another that you can, Nazi you can do. The
there are lots of them. There are lots of them.
People they, really wanted the Germans to win, apparently.
Well, well you gotta ponder. People are fascinated with Nazis, so you know you want to see what would happen if these crazy people actually won, and Hitler would have to govern.
World War II was such a horrible, sacrifice that I think there's also some, that value of like what did we do this for? And so to walk through of like, well, imagine what would have happened, but in this one, the idea that the British just completely succumb and are of their own volition, which is true, right? There were those that were the large elements, including up to Neville Chamberlain, who wanted to make peace with the Nazis and sell sure. out to them. And if that element had taken power, I mean, you end up with a scenario like this, which is just it's just so sad.
India was still under – Britain still had its empire in 1939. I mean, Britain had India. India hadn't achieved independence yet.
No, and that's actually part of the story in the third book. They talk about that the British Empire is still that's part of the balance of power in the world.
They didn't care so much about the mainland or Europe or continent or the Slavic people or Russia or whatever. It wasn't a big deal, but they had Hong Kong.
Did you notice that in the third book they also talk about how that Moscow and Miami were nuked?
Oh yes,
that was interesting too. So the U.S. is in a bad state, and they're discussing whether they're going to just go ahead and carve it up too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Why not? While we're here.
Dark.
Might as well. Dark meets.
Okay, darkest before the dawn. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So until there's more currency, I would like to thank the 5x5 listeners. It's very late on the internet too. So thank you all. Thank you. Those two of you who are still out there, and I'm going to turn off the thing. This ends our broadcast day on 5x5, even though it's actually Friday already. So in like a matter of a couple of hours, John Siracusa will be here to complain about things that are computers instead of books or movies. So
might complain about Nazis. We don't have
to. Stay tuned for that, because Friday is John Siracusa Day on 5x5. If you mention John Siracusa, you win a free cake.
You get 15% off.
Ooh, you mentioned him again. You get a set of steak.
15% off what exactly? Off of complaining about technology?
You complained 15% less.
Third mention of Syracuse and you're fired.
And thank you to Ben Wu specifically, because he's the one who kept actually suggesting things in the chat room. He may be our only listener tonight.
Thank you, listener.
So thank you, Ben Wu. Thank you to our one listener. And with that, the balcony is closed. Good night. And we're off.
And good night.
I like saying good night.
Go collapse.
Can I be Siskel?
Yes, you can.
Is collapsed.
Yes, everybody collapsed now. Thank you. Good night.